John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday night, he will be performing at the Keswick Theater, and tickets are available at keswicktheater.com. His new album, Summer of Sorcery, is available at a store near you. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the deity that leads the Disciples of Soul, the one, the only, Little Steven Van Zandt.
Alive and well, baby.
I got to tell you something. Sometimes I'll sit down with music of yours, and I just sit there and go, oh, that's so nice of Steven. He made an album for me. Summer of Sorcery, dude, this is you at your core. This is better than the first album.
Well, that's what I hope would happen, you know, and it's a little bit of a miracle. I'm the first one to admit it. Because <You know? laughs> I had no plans to come back into it, you know, and to make records again. The whole thing just happened by weird circumstance, and not only is it a very satisfying album, but the tour, man, the show has been amazingly received by the audience.
This album, it's like every song is different. There's some stuff that sounds very Phil Spector-ish. There's one song that you have, then all of a sudden there's like mariachi horns in the middle of it. You know, and then Soul Power Twist. I'm sorry, I could listen to that song for the rest of the summer.
Well, my influences at this point are so well integrated. It's all very, very organic, and it feels organic and feels coherent for that reason, even though it's quite diverse. Part of that, I got to give the credit to the band, because it's the first time I've ever done two records in a row with the same band. That's my dog barking.
That sounds like a Rottweiler back there, Steven.
So, all right, so let me ask you this. I want to get the answer to some internet rumors. Is the Bada Bing still open, and do you own it?
I never owned it. I wish I had. Uh-huh. I did hear that it closed, actually.
Okay.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I had read that it was closing a year or two ago, so.
All right.
I don't know.
Is there anything that you can actually say in Norwegian?
No. No. The funny part was, when I first got there, the actors were very used to improvising.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I said, listen, gang, all due respect, you're improvising in Norwegian, and, you know,
right.
What are you going to do, raise your hand when it's my turn to talk?
Where does the E Street Band stand right now? And I know that the possibility of you not knowing any better than me is very good. So,
no, on the contrary, usually you know more than me. but in this case, I got to be thinking for both of us, if you will. So I'm sort of anticipating what could happen. My tour is booked through November 6th, and just in case Bruce does want to get together. So if we're in the studio in November, we got plenty of time to do that. We would probably deliver the record somewhere in January and have it out for May or so. I'm scheduling it like it may happen. So we'll see.
Folks, if you're looking for a great summer album, this is the album you got to go pick up. Get to a store. Get to a download. Somehow, Summer of Sorcery. It's Little Steven, the Disciples of Soul, who this Saturday night will be at the Keswick Theater, and tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. I will see you on Saturday, my man.
Good, man. Good, good. I want you to see this band, because it's going to blow your mind.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, Little Steven Van Zandt.
That's cool, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.